WZAB, Sweetwater, South Florida's only entrepreneur's station, is 880 The Biz.
880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guest, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, thank you as always, Wanda. Thank you. Thank you to all my legions of fans as well. We've got an amazing show. It's International Women's Week, right, Wanda?
Yes.
Okay, glad you were able to get to the mic there. It's International Women's Week. Tomorrow's International Women's Day, so we're having International Women's Focus today. I'm not a woman, but Wanda is.
Today, Yenny.
Okay, well, that's a good thing, Wanda. So Wanda will be involved in some of the interviews today, and we've got a great lineup. We've got Rebecca Carlson on, mother of three, works until the middle of the night. I get stuff from her all night long. She's a beast, at least as far as she works. She's a lovely person otherwise. And we're going to talk today about her team at Carlson Integrated, what Carlson Integrated means and what they're doing for me to help me integrate all my social media and the rest of my branding stuff. And then we're going to talk with Natalie Nation, the millennial guru.
Yeah.
That's right. This lady, Wanda found this lady. So Wanda gets the high five for this one. That's right, Wanda. This lady's tremendous. You're going to want to hear her. We may even put on an event with this lady. So Wanda, take it away. We'll bring it back. We're going to have a great show. We got Becca's holding. I'm going crazy over here. Wanda. Yes, I'm working for a living. How about you? If you're at your office, hey, get up and leave. And if you're not, take your time and drive home in a kind of mellow fashion. Hey, and if you're driving, you should be talking to my friends at Warren Henry. That's right, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. I'll be checking them out tomorrow at Supercar Saturday.
Me too.
That's right. And Polo will join us too out at Lamborghini Broward. Out on Griffin Road and 75, it's a tremendous time. Look at my Facebook post. It's like going out there, bunch of bubble gum roaring the whole time. Great time for the kids, too. If you're looking for something for the kids, come on out there. Got to check out Warren Henry. They got Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They got an Audi store up in Gainesville that's tremendous. I love the word tremendous, as you can tell. And they've got a store in Key West. Well, that store carries just about everything. What do all those cars have in common? Well, they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That's a complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years, so join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda!
Ladies of the night, grease monkey, ex-junkie, winner of the fight. Walking on the streets, it's really all the same. Set souls, rock and roll, any other game. Working for a living.
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
Today's show is brought to you by this weekend's Daylight Saving Time Change. Hey, remember when you used to spring forward and it actually was in the spring?
On 880, The Biz.
If you're considering a podcast, contact us to see how easy it is to get started. Podcasting gets more popular every day, and all of the tools that you need to create a great podcast are right here at Salem Media. Our special introductory package includes a month worth of podcasts, production, distribution, and management, and even a co-host if needed. You're welcome. All for $175. Don't wait. Take advantage of this great offer now. 305-644-0800. The Premier Podcast Studios, Salem Media. That's 305-644-0800. 880thebiz.com.
Take advantage now. That's right. It's a great thing you do for people, Wanda. I'm really have a lot of friends that have really enjoyed being there with you on the podcast.
Hey, that's good to hear. We've got a lot of good ones.
It is. It's terrific. Hey, if you're looking for real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'll tell you what I've been doing. I've got a friend of mine, makes a lot of money, but doesn't take it down all the way down on his taxes because it's offset. It's the way that people do taxes. The bottom line is if you have great income but have a hard time proving it to the bank, give me a call at 305-773-6300. We know how to make that look just right for the bank. We can help you get your financing. Just did a deal just a couple of weeks ago where we were able to close in about a month for a friend. I'm looking to do it for you too. That's right, because when you give me a call at 305-773-6300, when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, before we get started, Wanda, you got to tell everybody where they can vote for Polo, the dog chef.
Ooh, this is very exciting. Actually, you could go to my Facebook page, Wanda Miles. Check it out there. Maybe we can get it on...
Oh, you're going to put it on my Facebook page? You already texted...
Can we put it on Freed on Business?
I've already asked Becca to put it on Freed on Business.
Fantastic.
And on Wanda Wednesday, Becca, we're going to talk about this. Wanda Wednesday.
I can't wait.
On Wanda Wednesday, we are going to send it out to our 6,000 people on the email blast.
Wow. I feel famous just thinking about it.
You are famous, and we are thinking about it. Welcome to the show. I hear her laughing in the background, Rebecca Carlson, the lady that makes me look even better looking than I am.
I don't think I can do that.
Hey now, anybody can do that.
Impossible.
Thank you so much. I am one handsome devil. I am one handsome devil. Thank you so much, Becca. But I'm taken by my beautiful Cuban wife, my Cuban Jew wife. I love her so much. So now,
she's stunning.
Yes, she is stunning. She's absolutely amazing. And the best part is I get to cuddle next to her and underneath the covers, and we turn down the AC real cold and pull the drapes, and you never know what's going to happen.
Okay, all right.
Hey, okay now. Well, we got that out. We got that
back
out on the radio.
Show.
Oh, boy. I bet everybody wants more of that. So, Becca, let's bring everybody up to date. A few weeks ago, you and I cut a deal. We're taking the game to the next level. We're going to reevaluate everything we're doing. And the first thing you did was why don't you tell people what the first thing you did was? Because it surprised me. And I said, wait, less is more? And you said, yes.
So the first thing that we did was review the content that has been active on all of your social media feeds. And I think you were surprised when we came back to you with a calendar with a little bit less content.
Yes. Yes. What you've done is you've made it one thing a day when I was doing 9 on some of them, 10 things a day. And you've skinnied it down, but I guess maybe you're focused more.
So what we decided to do, and what we do with all of our clients, is to really key in on their message point and then to kind of create a routine and a schedule on when people can expect to hear something on that specific message point. So for you, when we explore Freedom Business, we explored the website. Obviously, it's a little easier for you and me because we have this existing relationship, and I've gotten to be a part of Freedom Business for a number of months now. So I have a good sense of what's going on. With a new client, it would be a little bit different. And then we'd have to ask even more questions. But because I've been working with you, I was able to go in and really kind of pull out the common themes of what's going on in Freedom Business. And we were able to develop a calendar saying, okay, so how should we start our week? Well, the launch of the week, we should probably highlight previous guests. We want to do some replaying. We want to make sure that they're out there and that it's not conflicting with this week's message, because, of course, with the show on Thursday, the most important thing is that we get people here and able to be participating and enjoying your show. That's our top priority. So we can't interfere with that by confusing the marketplace, but we do want to make sure that we're highlighting some people too.
Great. That's great. And then, with my other business being real estate, are we going to bring that into the picture somehow as well?
So one of the best things about doing social media for you is that you have two very specific entities that you're really posting for. So you're not just posting for Freedom Business, although that is key and crucial, but we could actually create a second calendar, completely differentiated, that talks about you as a person and as a personality, that highlights Sandstone and that highlights some of your guest appearances and gym around town. So we actually have two completely different calendars, and you have multiple social media accounts that these can post to, and they correlate and they integrate, and the messaging is consistent for each of those calendars, and then they're able to kind of cross-fertilize each other as far as the different audiences go.
Well, you use the word integrate. Is that sort of what we're talking about here with Carlson Integrated?
It's been my entire goal for my whole platform. Since I named the company, of course, is recognizing that one element of marketing doesn't really stand on its own. It really needs a whole team approach and mindset, whether that's the collaborative team that I've developed for staffing and for client services here at Carlson Integrated. But more than that, it's making sure that messaging is consistent across all platforms. It's making sure that when the market hears your voice, that the market isn't confused.
Yeah, you know, that's really important because I do a lot of different things, but different people want to hear different stuff. There's the people that like my cannabis talk. There's people that like my commercial real estate finance and creativity talk. There's people that like the radio talk and the fun back and forth. We have a lot of first responders that listen. I think they're interested in everything from entertainment to business news. Well, you know, they're always looking to make themselves better off, and most people are.
Well, I have a good friend who coined this phrase, value system alignment. You might know him.
Oh, that schmuck from Miami?
Yeah, that guy. So what we actually did is we isolated what we think are your values, which are positive energy, collaboration, wisdom, integrity, health, both mental and physical, philanthropy, and then profitability, efficiency, wise decision-making. So we actually tried to isolate what those values are so that we can incorporate those into specifically to your own personal social media feed to make sure that we're touching on those, because we all do business with people that are like-minded, that have the same values that we have, and making sure that we're communicating your values to all of your relationships is pretty crucial.
Wow, we're writing a book now. This is great. This is great. And thank you so much for telling all my values out there so people know that, yeah. But I think if people listen to the show, they're going to find that out. And that's sort of what you're doing is you're lifting it out, giving sort of like a Cliff Notes version, but still allowing people to dive in and find what they're looking for. And that's the other thing we're trying to do is help people find what they're looking for.
Exactly. And keeping it on a pretty regular routine and regular schedule. Because sometimes when there's so much social media and so much content going out, things that are really important, that are important messages for Freedom Business and are important messages for you personally and for Sandstone, they may get lost in the clutter. So we want to make sure that the impactful posts, that the posts we put out are impactful, that there is good content, that people come back to you time and time again because they recognize that you are going to be providing them that content and that information, which they value so much.
Yeah, look, and I really appreciate it, and it builds my brand, and we talk about the value system alignment and people that are looking for people like them to do things, and it sounds like a whole bunch of Cheerios, and then it works. Happened all day today. It happened all day. All day. People come up and hug me and say, Jim, thank you for introducing me to so-and-so. And so-and-so says, hey, thanks for And because I'm putting everybody together and they all get along because they all are like-minded people. And I think for the majority of them, they all share those values that you highlighted earlier.
So, and, you know, all of us require a team. The reality is that no man is an island, and we all have collaborative enterprises, and you're making these great connections and these relationships with people because you value that so implicitly. And as part of that, you know, if you're going through it, you're recognizing how important that is to this show in particular. That was when we were so excited. So my social media team working on this is me and then Bree Kingsley and Christy Nickel. So there's three of us that are focusing explicitly on social media for you.
Great.
And Bree said, I want to do Wednesdays with Wanda. I want to do Wanda. And I was like, oh, I do too.
So well, that's great.
Bree's
well,
so excited. excited.
We're gonna have to
now the pressure's on.
Yeah, we're going to have to get them some pictures of Polo, too. And, you know, this is great. Well, Wanda, you are a key part of the whole personality of what goes on here.
Yeah, I just don't know how much excitement I've got going on in my life. But now I'm going to have to find it.
Well, you find excitement where you look for it.
I do.
You don't have to have much. We had excitement just here with Polo just a few minutes ago. I understand.
Excitement finds me.
I understand. You're an exciting person. Well, listen, we're going to talk about more exciting stuff with Wanda and with Rebecca here on International Women's Week on International Women's Day before a day. This is South Florida's Business Station, 880 The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business, and I'm Jim Freed. Oh, my theme song from high school.
I know.
This is great. Ooh, yeah. Honey, I'm on my way home soon. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti and Jaguar. Audi's up in Gainesville. All the great cars are down in Key West. And this weekend, join me, Wanda, and Polo at the Supercar Saturday event. They're going to have at the Lamborghini Broward store up on Griffith Road at State. No, it's at I-90, I-75 and Griffin Road. That's right. And what do all these cars have in common? Well, they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, not the Lamborghinis, but the other stuff. You know, it all comes with complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Join me, my mom, and you heard about it, my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda, I'm a love machine.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
Oh, hey, it's time to talk about Sandstone Realty Advisors and what I do for a living. And, hey, I'll tell you something else. One of the people that have been on the show, I've had a lot of the head of the real estate companies come on the show. One of the guys that runs one of the big real estate companies in town called me, and he goes, Jim, one of my top producers did something foolish. I go, what? He goes, he didn't pay his taxes, didn't set aside money to pay his taxes. Taxes are coming up. How's he going to pay his taxes? Got good credit, but no cash flow. Jim, can you help this guy? I said, sure, I can help this guy. So we're down the road. We're helping him out. We're going to get him his loan. So if you got a special situation, maybe you're a realtor. You got somebody from overseas. Maybe you bought a couple of investor condos yourself. The values have gone up. You'd like to pull some cash out and reinvest it in something else. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Oh.
And the home.
880. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, you're having fun on our International Women's Week, International Women's Day 2019 show. We got Wanda.
Women's Month.
It's the epoch of women.
We are celebrating.
We are. Well, my mom raised me. My niece is running the agriculture department. I think women are taking over the world. I know my wife runs roughshod over me, although I love her for doing it. I love that woman.
I got to get some. Okay.
Okay, we're not going there.
All right.
So listen. We're back with Rebecca Carlson. We're talking about how Carlson Integrated is helping me integrate my everything and make me a changed man, at least on social media and in content marketing and reaching out and building business. Rebecca Carlson, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. So I was wondering if you had a couple minutes and I would kind of walk through with your listeners, with everybody here, and ask you some questions like I would on a typical call.
Sure.
So that people can get an idea of what they would do if they were to have this opportunity and wanted to do social media and develop a plan of their own.
100%. Okay. Let's rock and roll.
All right. So, Jim, you've been doing this radio show for a little while now, and I'm just wondering, what do you think are the best parts of Freed on Business?
I think it's the positive energy and the unplanned moments and the riffing nature that we do. What do you think, Wanda?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Doesn't matter. It's all good. Go back to your thing. So I think that's it right there. That's it. You had a good time when we goofed around, you know? So what we're doing is having fun. Wanda's cracking up now.
Wanda. Okay, so here's one for you. How do you choose your guests?
I choose my guests a variety of different ways. I walk through life. I like to put on people that I meet in my life that I find interesting and appealing that I think other people would like to hear. And then Wanda sometimes finds people on the internet, like our next guest. She reached out to the lady. The lady sounded pretty interesting. So Wanda said, hey, Jim, how about this? I said, no, okay.
Yeah, that's kind of how it went.
You see? And that's it. Because, you know, you watch on TV and the guys in the NFL pregame shows, they're all laughing. It's all BS. This year we're having a good time and it's for real. And see, I think people just want to sit around and have a good time. I tell people when they're going to be a guest, I go, just sit there. We're going to have a good time. I just want to be like two people having coffee and people want to listen because we're having fun and saying something interesting. There you go.
Okay. So how do you choose your topic?
Same kind of way. Things that interest me.
Some recurring ones that run through.
Yes. So. Well, because they're things that are interesting to me and things that are interesting to the people that I bring on and that I know that listen. And how do I know? Because I go around and I talk to people. I pick up their business cards when I meet them. I put them on the mailing list. And I think it's just stuff that people are interested in. I get pulled over. I get people go, hey, Jim, we love the stuff about cannabis. Hey, Jim, we love the family office stuff. Hey, Jim, we love the real estate stuff. Is that all really true? The answer is yes. You know, Wanda and Polo, I mean, people love that. Polo's who I really, you know, no offense, Wanda, Polo's who came in and calmed me down earlier.
Oh, he's a hero.
I love that dog.
No doubt.
I love that dog. Remember, vote for Polo and the celebrity dog chef thing.
Go to Facebook.
Go to Facebook, Wanda Miles Facebook. We'll have it up on our stuff, too.
Chef Polo.
Give me more questions, Becca. Give it.
I just looked at it. I wish I was there with you because...
Is that cute? Is that too cute?
So cute.
Is that too cute?
Oh, my gosh.
Is that too cute?
You like a chef hat?
Oh, yeah. And they have videos, too. They have videos down there of the dogs cooking. It's just tremendous.
Cooking for canines.
There you go. It's great stuff. And see, that's something you can put on your page, and that ought to get a couple of jollies, because every time you put a dog on the page, it gets hits. People love dogs.
Oh,
everybody loves dogs.
Of course
maybe
they
I'll
do.
Make some recipes now.
Oh, yeah. And we need Polo's favorite pistachio dog biscuits.
Okay.
All right, we're done with that.
That sounds complicated.
We've worked that to the death now. Okay, so give me another question.
Sorry. So wait, does Polo have a preferred girl chef show host to partner with?
No.
I did the one that was all the multicolored one, the little cute fuzzy one that was all multicolored.
If Polo had a preference, then we'd want to go that route.
Well, yeah, but I think Polo's kind of playing hard to get.
Yeah. He's a mama's boy.
Okay.
Aren't all boys mama's boys?
I don't know.
I think they are. If they're not, there's something wrong with them. But we don't tend to, we don't send it to reprogramming or anything. We leave people, everybody here can be whoever they are. So, Becca, another question.
Okay, another question. Okay, so what are your goals for social media?
Oh, that's
so
a good one.
Are your goals related to numbers? Are your goals related to engagement? So there are all sorts of things you can track because there's tons of analytics on social media. So
I like engagement. I like engagement. And I think if you have engagement, then the numbers will follow. I think if you have numbers, I'm not sure engagement follows. I think if you have engagement, then you're creating a community that's active versus a bunch of observers. Although the world is full of observers and voyeurs. That's what the internet's all about. Boy, am I getting deep today, Wanda. My God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, somebody put a quarter in me and turned me into Guru Jim.
Hey, if a tree falls in the woods.
It depends on what it falls on, Wanda. If it falls in a big puddle, it makes a splash.
Oh, wow.
Before we digress.
Yeah, that's okay. I think we're having fun, which was the whole point of it, because that's what she asked us. How, what do we like to do? And this is the part we like to do best, most.
Exactly.
It's the banter.
Yes. The B-A-N-T-E-R.
The witty banter.
Oh, yeah. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
So people, most people know that companies can buy followers. And there are a lot
Yeah, but that's like a robot, right? That's like a robot or a widget or something like that. It's like a Russian hacker thing.
It's creepy. Don't do that.
Wow.
Yeah, don't do that. It's creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was just, it's just gross. Who is this? So, yeah, you don't buy followers. What you do is you create content that creates eyeballs. You try to get people on that are social. Now, let's talk about that, because this is what I want to do now. I want to focus on bringing on people that are going to play ball with us, that they're going to get social with us, because we've been bringing on these people and they don't get social. And I don't like that. I want to get on people that are social media people. You know, the CBRE people got a big megaphone. You know, Handler Thayer, they got a big megaphone. We get on some of these big law firms, some of these big accounting firms, some of these big real estate firms, and they have megaphones. And what we need to do is get their social people together with you so you can create a plan for that week so we can maximize the reach on the different social stuff and get them all on ours and get theirs, get ours on theirs, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's all about collaboration.
Did anybody follow that, by the way?
You can hear it later on the podcast.
Yeah, you can hear it later or when we're rebroadcast on Tuesdays. We forget to say that.
Tuesday at 6 o'clock.
Tuesday at 6 o'clock. We'll be rebroadcast. That's right.
I did not know that until an hour ago.
Yeah, that's okay. I kind of knew that, but it wasn't really set up until this week. But now it's a firm thing. We're going to do it. We're going to advertise it. We're going to market it. And it's going to be a way for us to reach out to people that are in their car that are, you know, just want to have a little fun, want a little info, you know, because the reality is that people aren't, I hope, writing this down. I just hope they're remembering that they heard something fun and that they remember who you are. Who are you, by the way?
Exactly.
Who are you?
No, she's Becca Carlson.
Oh,
Becca Carlson, the person that handles my social media.
She wasn't sure.
Yeah, you can reach out to her and find her at the Carlson Integrated website. You can probably reach her on her telephone if she's not making chocolate truffles.
Mm.
Probably.
Didn't even send me any. Can you believe that?
Jeez, women and their chocolate, man. You don't want to come between.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. We got some chocolate here in the office. We got our chocolate here.
I've got Snickers.
Yeah, that's right. And we got a great slice of chocolate cake in the other room, too.
Thick piece of chocolate cake.
Ooh.
That's right. Well, that's Donald Trump. That's an inside joke. You got to listen to our show to understand that one. But you'll hear it in about 5 seconds if Wanda's teeing it up the way she always does.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, Becca, what do we got going forward that we're going to do?
All right. So, moving forward, we've got ongoing social media, of course. We've got some cool website stuff that we're doing, and we're focusing on making it more of a conversation. You know, I knew that your goal was to have engagement versus numbers.
Of course.
And so moving forward, finding ways that people will actually respond and build that community, because you guys are great and people love to listen to you and people love to interact with you. And like you said, people are stopping you in cars or people are reaching out on your Facebook page. Let's make sure that we're building that community of like-minded people with value system alignment.
Oh, we're stopping it right there. Drop the mic. That was great.
There it is.
Oh, well, we're going to have you back soon, Becca. I'm going to bring Andres on, too, and talk about all this collaboration. I know he's got some stuff that he's planning to do. So we'll see you on the radio again in a couple of weeks. See you on the radio. All right. Rebecca Carlson, founder of Carlson Integrated, the person that makes me look good on the internet. And that's hard. Wanda, take it away. Becca, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a fun evening.
Yeah, stay with us. We've got a great guest up next. We're going to talk about finances and millennials, specifically with a focus on females because it's International Women's Week. Wanda, take it.